We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to the month of March. This is Bob Arthurs. You're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. Can you believe that 2 months are already gone out of 2015? It seems to really be flying by. And so we want to thank you. We want to welcome you. This is an exciting time. Well, let me say that with kind of a caveat. This coming Sunday is one of my least favorite days of the year because it is the day that we lose an hour of sleep. And so don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour, spring forward, this coming Saturday night, so that you don't end up being late for you would be late for church if you showed up at normal time. And so we want to make sure that we're there. I always try and plan ahead, get everything done early, and I try and go to bed an hour earlier to compensate for that, but that could just be because I'm getting older, who knows. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast. It's brought to you by the Saints at Merritt Assembly of God, and it's just a privilege and an honor to be able to pastor such a wonderful, wonderful group of people. Some of those people that helped bring this broadcast are Bill and Heidi Andriak. Bill owns Creative Air Conditioning Solutions, and we'd just like to let you know that if you have any needs in that area right now, that as far as your heater or your air conditioning, you can call Bill 759-3284 if you're listening here in the central part of the county, and he can help fix you up and get your air conditioning and heating system running at optimal performance. So thank you to Bill and Heidi. Heidi is our worship leader and is just a real joy to be around, and we are so thankful for them. With this new season that is coming up, by the way, I do want to mention one other thing that is coming up this week. This coming Friday night at 7 p.m., we will be having our prayer meeting. We'll be meeting at the church at 7 o'clock and praying and seeking God's face. The Assemblies of God have partnered with several, I believe it's five other denominations, and they are calling nationally and internationally for a time of prayer. On a couple of fronts. First of all, praying for the persecuted churches, Christians, and become more and more the targets of persecution around the globe. We want to pray for our brethren who are undergoing such tremendous attacks. And then also, we want to pray for America, that God would pour out revival spirit, revival fire here in America, that God would once again awaken us to the reality of who he is, and that he is for us, not against us. God never intended on being our enemy. It doesn't mean that some people haven't positioned themselves as his enemy. In fact, the scripture says that he loved us while we were at enmity with him. So he loved us when we were hostile towards him. He was still loving us. But God is not endorsing everything that America is endorsing. God is not a proponent of everything. Just because it's legal doesn't mean that it is godly. And so we need to pray, and the people of God need to pray. And God says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then he would hear from heaven and he would turn and heal their land. And so if we are going to see healing to come, the people of God have first got to come and ask him to forgive us and heal our land. We need to ask him to do that. So we need to do that not just at a National Day of Prayer, which comes up the first Thursday in May, but we need to be asking him to heal our nation every day. God can answer that prayer in a heartbeat. It is amazing historically how fast things can change. I forget who I, well, I guess I was watching T.D. Jakes preach on Jonah here not too long ago, and he was talking about Jonah had preached repentance in Nineveh for 40 days, and God transformed one of the most ungodly nations on the planet. He transformed it. Everybody in the town repented, from the king all the way down to the cattle. Even the cattle were in sackcloth. That 40 days later, the nation was on a completely different trajectory. Ahab was one of the most wicked kings in Israel, and yet God said, have you noticed, this is what God told Elijah, have you noticed how Ahab has repented? Now, unfortunately, Ahab's repentance did not have enduring value, but it must have been heartfelt, because God knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so if God took notice of it, it wasn't just because of what took place on the outside. It was what Ahab had been transformed into on the inside. So I want to encourage you, and that's really what I want to talk to you today about on this broadcast, is that as springtime approaches, we're just about 3 weeks away from the debut of spring here in the Northern Hemisphere. And springtime is a time of growth. It is a new time, a fresh time. You know, we're here talking about refreshing and refreshing one another. So today I want to take you to the little epistle of Jude. It is a little letter written by Jude, the half-brother of Jesus. It's only 25 verses, but in verse number 20 and verse number 21, it says this: "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." So Paul, or Jude, writes here, and he says, "But you." Okay, so many times we want to focus on other people. So many times we want to focus on, okay, this person has a problem, that person has a problem, this person. Well, guess what? I have my own array of problems, and Jesus says that we are better able to deal with the problems that other people have when we have first dealt with our own problems. And so, the next topic we'll be discussing in the Lord's Prayer is, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So forgiveness is something that is not a one and done. It's not just an event. Forgiveness is a lifestyle. Asking God to forgive us is something that we should treasure and be asking Him to do, and constantly refining us. I tell our congregation, the reason that I know that I'm not perfect is because I'm still here. That as long as I'm still here, God is still refining me. He's wanting to cause His face to shine upon me, His countenance to shine upon me. And so he's still working on refining me to make me everything that I should be. So it says here, "But you, beloved," and so don't think that just because God is dealing with issues in your life that He doesn't love you. In fact, the Word of God says exactly the opposite, that He disciplines those He loves. There have been a lot of times now. All of our kids are adults now, but there were times when our kids were growing up that we would correct them for things that other people were doing, but we weren't correcting them, and our kids were sometimes confused. How come you're correcting us for this and you're not correcting them? Well, first of all, I have authority. I was given an authority over my children's life, and I love them, and I wanted to spare them from the consequences that their actions would have resulted in. It's not that I didn't love those other kids or things like that, but if I don't have jurisdiction over them, I cannot speak authoritatively into their life at that point in time, I would have just been some old 30-year-old speaking speaking into somebody's life. Doesn't that sound old, you know, now? But, you, beloved, God deals with us in our sin. He deals with us in wanting to challenge us to grow and to develop because he loves us. My heart now for my kids is not that they would stay, you know, so small that I could cradle them in my arm, but my desire for them is that they would grow, that they would be built up to be more mightily used of God in their life than I have been used in my life. You see, I'm not wanting to try and suppress them. I'm wanting to build them up. And it says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. There are so many people, and they want to build up their financial portfolio, and they want to build up their resume, and they want to build up their muscles. They want to build up their you know, you name it. You know, guys like to rebuild cars. By the way, I tried my hand at that. I was really, really bad at it. Some people like to build up houses and things like that. But Jude says that it is very, very important that every member of the household of faith build themselves up on their most holy faith. Every person has been given a measure of faith. That gift came from God himself. There is not a person on the planet that has not received the ability to believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It is, what are we going to do about it? There was a story one time of a man who was traveling across America, and he came to this town, and he saw an old timer there and said, sir, I'm just traveling through. I was just wondering, have any great men been born in this town? And the man paused and he shook his head no, and he said, no, just babies, just babies. That's all that we have born here, just babies. There's never been a man that has been born here, just a baby. And everybody starts off about the same size package. You know, about 20 inches long, you know, somewhere between 6 and 8 pounds. I was a little bit light on that scale. Some weigh a little more, some are a little longer, some are a little heavier, all of that sort of stuff. We all start basically at the same place. And at what point in time, it basically says, what are we going to do with what we have received? We need to build ourselves up on our most holy faith. And so many times here in America, we put everything else in front of our faith. Our faith is kind of like the leftover that we'll give God the remnant at the end of the day. And God wants that to be a priority for us. Remember, Jude was written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he says, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. In other words, it is not, like I said earlier, it is not a one-and-done thing. It is a process. Building implies that it is an ongoing process. Whether you have been a Christian one day, whether you've been a Christian a month, whether you've been a Christian a year, or you've been a Christian a decade or 5 decades, you are still in the process of building yourself up in your most holy faith. You know, one of the things that I have noticed is that things that were monumental challenges 25 to 30 years ago, that now those things are not even really a speed bump in my spiritual journey anymore, because God has enabled me to be built up in my faith, to know that I can trust him. I can trust him with my finances. I can trust him with my future. I can trust him with my emotional well-being. I can trust him with my relationships. I can trust him in every area of my life. And so a lot of times when what happens in church, unfortunately, is because we are at a certain level, we look at somebody else who is younger in their maturity cycle than what we are, and we want to talk bad about them, forgetting the point where we came from. And we need to remember that where we are today was not always where we were. At one point in time, we were dealing with the reality of God, the reality of forgiveness, forgiving other people, the reality of trusting God in our finances, the reality of giving by faith, living by faith, growing in the Word of God, understanding that the Word of God is right even when our lifestyle isn't in line with it. There were a lot of things that we dealt with, and God in His mercy helped us to grow so that we could build ourselves up on our most holy faith. I am so glad that in first grade math, they did not give me a calculus exam. In fact, I'm very thankful that yesterday they didn't give me a calculus exam, and that today I'm not having a calculus exam. You know, and in fact, I sometimes say, you know, oh, hold on here, let me prepare for my theology exam, because a lot of times people want to find out where you are theologically without revealing where they are theologically. And so you and I, we need to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, our most holy faith. That means that it's separated to God. That means it's something that is supposed to look like God. God is holy. Without holiness, no man shall see God. So I want you to know that holy faith, it's not something that you work up in your emotion. It's not something that is contrived in us. It is something that takes place in the Spirit. And it, over the next few verses or the few phrases here, the process of building yourself up in your most holy faith begins to unfold. It says praying in the Holy Spirit. Now, I tell you here on the broadcast, we are unashamedly Pentecostal. We believe that the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit is God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We believe the Holy Spirit is God, and so we are not ashamed of God. We're not ashamed of the gospel of God. The Holy Spirit was sent by Jesus to guide us into all truth. The Holy Spirit was sent to empower us to be witnesses. The Holy Spirit was sent to deal with people in their sins. He's the one that can transform people's understanding to realize that how desperately they need a Savior. And so we value the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We welcome the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We are praying for the Holy Spirit to use us more and more mightily. But praying in the Holy Spirit, if you were to go back to 1 Corinthians, and we'll talk about this on the next couple of broadcasts, but the praying in the Holy Spirit, we believe that when the Holy Spirit is poured out, that your heart is going to be changed, you are going to be filled to overflowing, and that out of that, there is going to be a new way of speaking that comes out. We believe that you should be able to communicate intellectually here on this earth. We believe in you know, we believe in theology, okay? We believe in studying the Word of God and making sure that our mind is keen. But we also believe that the Holy Spirit prays through us in accordance with the perfect will of God. And so when we are praying in an unknown tongue, it is unknown to us, it's unknown to others, but it is not unknown to God. And so we are very thankful for that. And 1 Corinthians says that when you are praying in the Holy Spirit, that what you are actually doing is you are edifying yourself. You are edifying yourself. I think one of the greatest inventions that has come out is there's this thing that it's an air compressor that you can plug into your cigarette lighter, and whenever you are on the road, if one of your tires happens to go flat, you can plug that compressor into the vehicle, and the vehicle itself will activate the air compressor, and the air compressor will pump up the tire, and you'll be able to travel down the road and get the tire fixed. I think that is phenomenal. That's what I believe is taking place here in Jude. He says, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit, that we say, God, we have an issue going on right now. We need to be built up so that we can move forward in this. And so would you release the power of the Holy Spirit to build us up in our faith right now? You see, there's not always going to be somebody around you who is going to be able to pump you up. If you've got to have the band and the cheerleaders and the entire stadium filled with people to get you motivated, there's going to come a time when all of that isn't going to take place. In fact, all of that is not going to be nearly as effective if you haven't been motivated in your practice time. And so, when you and I are in our homes, when we're in our quiet place, in our prayer closet, we need to be asking the Holy Spirit to build up our faith. I thank God for where I am here on March the 2nd, 2015. But I don't want to be at this same place March the 2nd, 2016. I want my faith to become stronger. Over the past several years, God has built up our faith at Merit Assembly of God. Even during the economic downturn, we have asked God to make us stronger, not just help us to hold on. So it says, keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep yourselves in the love of God. So you build yourself up on your most holy faith. You pray in the Holy Spirit. Prayer is an absolute essential. It's not something that you just do before your meals. It is not something that you just do when you're at church. It is something, it is communicating with God on a regular basis. On the same hand, you and I have the responsibility to keep ourselves in the love of God, to make sure that we are in that place that God has for us, that there is nothing that we are allowing to come into our life that would be grievous to the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. If it says, do not do that, do not grieve the Holy Spirit, that means it is possible to be done. That's why God is saying, don't do it. It just makes sense. So we need to keep ourselves in the love of God. One of the best ways that I know to do that is to make sure that you are in fellowship with other believers. By the way, I just want to let you know, we are going to be continuing to receive donations for the Ukraine project for the next several days. If you have not had an opportunity to go through your clothing and your blankets maybe you don't need down here in sunny Florida, that you would like to donate those to make a difference in the nation of Ukraine, where there are 1.5 million refugees right now, contact us at Merit Assembly of God. If you come by and there's nobody there, there's a hallway in between our two buildings. You can leave it there. We will secure those and ship them on to the Ukraine just as soon as we've accumulated a container full. My wife and I, we went, and there was some things. And to be honest with you, one of the things she just absolutely loved, and she said, you know what? I'm going to send that on to the Ukraine. They'll get more use out of that than what we can. There was another thing that somebody donated to us years ago. It's a beautiful comforter. It was probably a several $100 comforter set for a king size bed. And I took that to the dry cleaners last week. I had it cleaned, and we're going to be shipping that. It is going to keep people warm. I guarantee it. It is a nice, nice comforter, but they will get better use out of that than we will down here. So keep yourselves in the love of God. Continue to ask God, God, would you give me eyes of compassion for people? It was compassion that moved Jesus. It was something that took place on the inside of him that compelled him to act. So keep yourselves in the love of God. And the last thing it says here is looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. I believe that we should be looking and anticipating that mercy for ourselves. But I also believe that as we are being built up in our most holy faith, that we are going to have a greater desire to look for the mercy of God to manifest in those around us. in our neighbors, in our family members, in our coworkers, that we are going to be anticipating, that there will be an eagerness that says, God, would you demonstrate your mercy in these people's lives? Demonstrate your mercy in my life. Listen, if we are a recipient of mercy, we also need to be a distributor of mercy. Paul said, yesterday was Communion Sunday at Merit Assembly of God, and Paul said, that which I received from the Lord, I also passed on to you. That which I received from the Lord, I also passed on to you. If I have received mercy from God, I'm going to pass it on to you. If I've received faith from God, I am going to utilize that faith, not just on my behalf, but I'm going to utilize that faith for you as well. If you have a need, I'm going to pray for you because I have been given access to the throne of grace. We can approach the throne of grace with confidence, not just for ourselves. Somebody once said, the difference between minor surgery and major surgery is it's minor surgery when you are having it, and it's major surgery when I have it. Well, as the body of Christ, we have a different philosophy, and that is when one member of the body suffers, the whole body is suffering. And so we need to be mobilized to pray and come before the throne of grace for the other people in the body of Christ. Let me read verses 20 and 21 again. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. What an exciting opportunity that we have in 2015, that God has given us an instruction. He says, I desire for you to be built up. I'm so glad, because so many in society, they want to suppress others because it makes them feel better about themselves. God has a different desire for you, and that is he wants you to be edified. He wants you to be built up. He wants you to be everything that he created you to be. So we want to once again say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, Bill Andriak, 759-3284. If you have any air conditioning or heating needs, contact him. And like I said, we do want to invite you out Friday night at 7 o'clock to our prayer meeting. It'll be in the sanctuary, 165 North Grove Street, if you would care to join us. Father, right now, I just pray for everyone listening, God, that every one of us would be driven to be built up in our most holy faith. God, I pray that our prayer life would be intensified, that we would be praying in the Holy Spirit in accordance with the will of God, that we would be kept in the love of God, and we would be looking for your mercy. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. speechless, and I so long to sing you the song you